From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Friday, April 27th, 2018. And on this day, an update on the search for John Williams, who's accused of shooting and killing Somerset County Sheriff's Deputy Eugene Cole on Wednesday. And Acadia National Park unveils its plan to deal with excessive traffic as the park gets more popular. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Norway Savings, supporting the colorful vision of Maine's business owners. Live your life in color. NorwaySavings.bank.
About 200 law enforcement officers working 12-hour shifts spent the third day of the intensive manhunt for John Williams going door-to-door around Norwich Walk, searching from the air, with some searching some woods near Martin Stream Road. Williams is accused of shooting Somerset County Sheriff's Deputy Eugene Cole to death early Wednesday morning, stealing his cruiser and robbing a local convenience store. The cruiser was later found abandoned. Mal Leary's in Norwich Walk, where it has started to rain and where police have just wrapped up their second press briefing of the day. Mal, what's the latest information that you can share?
Well, what the police are saying right now is that they've had a flood of leads from the public, and they've been following up on them. Lieutenant Colonel John Cody, the deputy chief of the Maine State Police, says they have three particular areas. He did not identify them. That's within the greater Norwich Walk area that they have identified as possible areas he could be in, and they've intensified their search in those areas. But they have not given any indication that they found any evidence of him being in any of those areas, no physical evidence, no tracks or that sort of thing. So we're in a situation where they are continuing this manhunt. There is a tremendous presence of police here in Norwich Walk of every stripe you can think of, from Border Patrol to State Police, to sheriffs from several counties, to local law enforcement, and of course, an awful lot of state troopers.
Earlier today, police said they had gotten information that Williams might be willing to talk to them. Is there any indication he's reached out?
There isn't, but the sheriff, Sheriff Dale Lancaster of Somerset County, said and repeated what he said this morning, saying, you know, if he's listening, please call. We want to talk. So there's some indication that they've received, not directly from him, but through a third party, that he wants to talk, and they're trying to reach out and make that happen. But so far, at least from the indications at this news briefing, that hasn't happened yet.
Some reports have suggested that the arrest of Williams' girlfriend on Saturday by Corporal Cole and several other deputies might have been a motive for this killing. Have police confirmed that detail?
They have not. In fact, they're refusing to comment on that report. I think that Sheriff Lancaster just simply thinks it's way too early in this investigation to try to tie things together like that. So he's just not going to take any questions on that area.
Right now, the police presence in the Norwich Walk area is huge, and a lot of agencies are volunteering their time to help out. But the weekend is here. How long are they going to be able to keep this up?
They are very clear that they're going to continue this until they find John Williams. They, as I said earlier, they have pulled in just about every law enforcement agency that has extra deputies or police officers to spare, and they're here. And they've got help from federal agencies. At one point, I counted 10 Border Patrol cruisers go by, federal law enforcement that's been present. And, you know, it's beginning to wear on some of these guys. You know, several of them have been on this for a couple of days, very long shifts. I couldn't but note there was a game warden sitting in the back of his pickup who drove by where the press are gathered. And he looked really tired, Nora. He looked really tired.
Corporal Cole was a very popular deputy. He was beloved in the community and by other law enforcement officers. How's that being recognized?
Well, I think you're seeing a tremendous outpouring from people in this area. In fact, the first thing that Sheriff Lancaster talked about was, please, people, don't bring any more food to the fire department. We have no place to put it. So, I mean, it was really sort of a humorous moment at the start of the news conference where he's saying, so many people are trying to bring food to the fire department, they have no place to put it anymore. So that's an indication, I think, of the outpouring of this community.
Well, visiting hours for Corporal Cole are now scheduled for Sunday, May 6th at the Skowhegan Armory. His funeral will be held the next day at noon at the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor. Mal, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Nora.
Visitors to Acadia National Park who want to drive to the summit of Cadillac Mountain or park on the Jordan Roadhouse to enjoy some popovers may need to make reservations in the future. The park released a draft transportation plan today that is designed to ease congestion and enhance visitors' experience. As Patty White reports, the number of annual visitors to the park has increased by 1 million over the past decade.
Acadia is within a day's drive of 80 million people, and because of that, there are consequences. The park's easy accessibility and dramatic coastal scenery is creating bottlenecks in some of the most popular spots, like the summit of Cadillac Mountain. David McDonald of Friends of Acadia says a few years ago, the summit had to be closed to cars a handful of times because of congestion. Last year, it was closed more than 60 times.
Having 3.5 million visits, which we did last year, everyone come in their own car, it doesn't work.
That's why the park has released a draft transportation plan designed to reduce car congestion.
This is a good problem to have.
Kevin Schneider is the superintendent of Acadia.
We're happy that people love America's national parks and Acadia in particular, but we want to be able to ensure that we provide a really high quality experience for them when they come. We want them to be safe when they come. And then we also need to make sure we protect what makes this place so special.
To do that, Acadia is proposing to require visitors with cars to make reservations for hotspots like Cadillac Mountain, the Jordan Pond House, and Sand Beach. David McDonald of Friends of Acadia says the notion of having to make a reservation may offend some people.
But to a lot of other people who do that when they go to a restaurant or they go to a ball game, or they say, sure, that's not an inconvenience to me. I'd rather know that I can get in there. So some other parks are trying some of these strategies.
The draft plan would also expand bus service in the park and improve real-time information on parking and traffic. It would construct new parking lots and phase out some shoulder parking on roads to make Acadia more bicycle-friendly. The plan offers a range of options for how to implement the strategies over time. It's been in the making for several years and has involved community input. Longtime Bar Harbor resident and the owner of several gift shops, David Woodside, says he thinks the plan is a step in the right direction, but
I think the devil is always in the details and the way that it's disseminated and enforced and communicated to the visitors on the island.
So that visitors know, he says, that Acadia is still here for them, just in a slightly different package. Another Bar Harbor business owner, Nina St. Germain, says she also thinks it's time for Acadia to manage capacity. But she hopes that the final plan will also take into consideration any downstream effects it may cause.
In Bar Harbor, we have issues with parking in the high season, that it's sometimes difficult to find parking in town. And so now with fewer cars parked in the park, that means there will be more in town.
Acadia Superintendent Kevin Schneider says if a proposed new park and ride and visitor center is adopted in the final plan, that would likely prevent overflow congestion in Bar Harbor. The public has 60 days to comment on the proposal, and the park will hold several informational meetings. A final plan is expected this fall, but Schneider says any significant changes likely won't be implemented till 2020. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.